Security clearance law is governed exclusively by executive orders and regulations. It's not a statutory creature. And ironically, one of the primary executive orders that governs this area, Executive Order 12968, was signed in 1995 by President Bill Clinton. Now, the irony here is, as a result of that executive order, we have what's now referred to as the National Adjudicative Guidelines for Security Clearances. In essence, it's 13 categories under which someone could be deemed unfit for access to classified information. Those categories include things like foreign influence, mental health, financial problems, anything that would perhaps impact someone's, as I said, honesty, reliability, judgment. And those adjudicated guidelines apply uniformly, or at least in theory, they're to be applied uniformly across all federal agencies, including the Executive Office of the President. If you read the adjudicated guidelines, which I happen to bring with me, they leave very little room for ambiguity, especially as it pertains to the type of misconduct that Mrs. Clinton is alleged to have committed. And I'll read you a little bit of a sample here. This is the adjudicative guideline K for handling of protected information. It says the concern, deliberate or negligent failure to comply with rules and regulations for protecting classified or other sensitive information raises doubt about an individual's trustworthiness, judgment, reliability, or willingness and ability to safeguard such information and is a security concern. Concerns that could raise a security conditions that could raise a security concern and may be disqualifying include, in part, negligent disclosure of classified or other protected information to unauthorized persons, collecting or storing classified information or other protected information on any unauthorized location, loading, drafting, editing, modifying, storing, etc., etc. The list goes on and on. Also relevant in this case is guideline M, use of information technology systems. That includes all computer hardware, software, firmware, etc., and conditions that raise a security concern and may be disqualifying include downloading, storing, or transmitting classified information on or to any unauthorized software, hardware, or information technology system. Again, not a lot of ambiguity there.